think for me, I don't expect happiness in life. It's not about achieving happiness. It's about achieving a mission. I was born with a vision of a mission, a specific mission to fulfill in life. And if I'm able to move a step closer to that mission, which is at this point unaccomplished, and it's going forward instead of backward, which so far it is, even though I'm kind of running out of time, I'm, you know, sort of catching the last train, I think that's the point, is to accomplish a mission and then not be forgotten, make your mark on earth. When you make up your mind to be disconnected in a way from society's terms of how you should feel and do and conduct yourself, you strip all that away and then you make up your mind, instinctively you make up your mind automatically. When I'm on the road, you don't give a shit. That's the end result. You don't care whether people have a negative reaction or a positive. You just don't really care. You make an observation of it, note it, and say, oh yeah, but it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything.
You like the shoes? You like the shoes?
Yeah.
He likes the shoes.
Yeah.
It's all about, hopefully, that the music that we do, that I do, that that can be on the table and heard. That the art that I am gifted with can be out there. And then people can take it or leave it. I'm not here to be loved. I'm here to be heard. So remember that, okay? A lot of rap artists. God, you guys are a bit stiff. God, teachers are like, ooh, don't talk to this freak. I'm crossing the barriers like this, being like this, because I get good reactions from any age group, any culture, and any class. There'd be white rich people who'd be like, wow, stunned, they love it, and they're expressing it. And there'd be really poor people, or urban people, or, you know, and they love it just as much.
It's your own?
Eh?
It's your own?
Yeah, it's my own.
Let me touch it.
No, I don't let people touch it.
Please.
No, it's got certain energies that I only touch my own hair. I never let people touch, of course, that's different. Family and people I love is different, but usually I let people not touch it because it's a form of energy that you get from other people, and this is like a crown. Yeah, you understand, yeah. But it's real.
Very nice.
Okay. The people that come to my gigs, they feel and see something that it's not just a normal show they're coming to, a normal, everyday rock and roll gig. They're feeling there's something else going on here. It's almost like a real spiritual experience for them, because on stage it is that I'm not really doing a show and performing, you know? It is not that I'm wearing costumes. And it's not that I'm doing a show. I'm just standing there, vulnerable as I am, with all my shit out there, totally uninhibited, and share everything that I've got, and share everything with the people in front of me. And that makes people feel they've got the same feelings that I have, the same experiences. We all go through it as humans, so they're feeling a sharing connection right there.
Thank you.
come like this and you stripped society away from you. You're walking as really you, right? So people take that energy from you. So it can be either really, really offensive or really, really, really inspiring. So that's what I'm getting, and that's fine by me. That's good. That's a good thing.
We're gonna fade away.